Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to some news out of Detroit. The longest-serving African-American lawmaker in congressional history has died. Former Representative John Conyers Jr. passed away on Sunday at the age of 90. To talk more about his life and legacy, we're joined by Todd Spangler, Washington correspondent for the Detroit Free Press. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you're in Washington right now. What's been the reaction to Conyers' passing?
Well, it hasn't been anything like the reaction was for Congressman Cummings, who died last week. It hasn't been anywhere near that sort of level outpouring of emotion, largely because, you know, Congressman Cummings was in office at the time that he died. And even though there has been a lot of outpouring of grief from people who knew Conyers well, who were members of the Michigan delegation, you're not seeing the same level of response from Speaker Pelosi and some other folks that you might otherwise expect. And I think that's because of the way Congressman Conyers unfortunately left office in 2017 under the cloud of some sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about that. Conyers was known as a trailblazer on Capitol Hill. He co-founded the Congressional Black Caucus. He was a driving force pushing for reparations for descendants of slaves. Rosa Parks worked in his office at one time. He's right. Responsible for what we now know is MLK Jr. Day. But as you said, he was later in life dogged by these sexual misconduct allegations. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, and the doggedness of that, the way it happened was very sort of sudden. There had always been sort of rumors floating around with Congressman Conyers about whether or not he was, you know, involved with people or not. But ultimately, this came down very quickly at the end, right at the height of the Me Too actions that were happening across the country. And it came out that he had made a secret settlement with somebody who had worked in his office, who had left the office, and who had apparently, she said, had a relationship with him. You know, and then some other people came forward and said that they had seen or had been sexually harassed by the congressman over certain years. Now, he denied that. He throughout said that that did not happen. There was never anything like that. In terms of the money that he paid to this one staffer, he said that that was sort of severance. He said that she had done a lot of great work in his office and deserved some sort of money for leaving the office. And that's what he claimed it was. So there was this cloud all of a sudden, and he went from being the Democrat atop the House Judiciary Committee, the first black congressman to have that role, and suddenly sort of his career just crashed. I mean, it ended really within a matter of a month, and it was stunning.
And in fact, he actually said that he was retiring and not resigning, even though there were calls for him to resign at the time.
Right.
But in addition to his role in Washington, he really played this significant role in shaping Detroit. Tell us a little bit more about his life before entering public office.
Before Congressman Conyers became a congressman, he had worked for John Dingell, who, you know, was the longest serving member of Congress in its history. And, you know, Conyers worked as a legislative assistant to Mr. Dingell before a new district was created. And this is at the time when black Detroit is really coming into its own. He's the first congressman, you know, from that area that sort of represents that.
And the first seat in Congress at age 35, yeah.
Right. And holds onto that district forever. He was a labor lawyer before that. And his dad, also John Conyers, was a pretty well-known labor lawyer in Detroit. And so that's sort of the world he grew up in and came up through. And he was a legend politically and socially. You know, I mean, the pictures of a young John Conyers standing on the top of a car, you know, in 1967, trying to calm the crowds down with a bullhorn in the middle of the Detroit riots is something that just, you know, sends chills down your back. I mean, he was absolutely bold, very strong congressman for the place and the time.
It is complex, but given his expansive career and this later sexual misconduct controversy, how do you think his legacy will be remembered?
Boy, it's really difficult to say. I mean, I think that for people in Detroit, for black Detroiters particularly, he'll always be remembered as a champion of their rights. And I think to a certain degree, some people will feel like he got railroaded out of office. I mean, there were people at the time in Detroit who felt like he was not getting the treatment that somebody else might have gotten, the way people sort of turned on him pretty quickly and decided that they wanted him out. I think in Detroit, he'll always be remembered as somebody who first and foremost thought about civil rights, who just believed that America was not fair to people of color. And he'll always be remembered for that, despite the way that he went out. I think that for people in Washington who went through that period, it'll be a more of a mixed bag because of the way he left. But in his district, he'll always be a legend.
Conyers is survived by his wife, two sons, and a brother. In a statement, Conyers' family says, quote, Congressman Conyers was a devoted father and husband, and his world revolved around securing justice against racial and economic discrimination. Todd Spangler with the Detroit Free Press, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.